All right, so this video is about the feminist mindset, not so far as like the feminist, like feminism as in like, okay, a country flat out saying that we support feminism, or there's a lot of women in that area going, yeah, we support, we're feminists, blah, blah, blah. But the title of this video is, it may have not been titled very well, but where I'm trying to go with this is that feminist mindset of a woman, right? This, see, the man and woman dynamic does not change throughout the world, okay? It's the same core logic and issues, right? It's the same core logic and issues you're gonna find in the middle of Pakistan, to the middle of India, to the middle of Greece, to the middle of Missouri. The same core problems are going to be there. Nothing changes, okay? And if a woman tells you, that, oh, I'm different, I'm from Africa or something, or I'm different, I'm from Spain, like, she's trying to get over on you, okay? But that's just the reality of it. The cores never change of nature. Now, feminism is, see, now feminism in the U.S., in Western countries kind of grew into this, it kind of snowballed, but the idea, like the core idea, like, okay, like the core natural occurrence of a female who operated as a feminist has always existed. Meaning there's always that population of woman who gets, like, there's a part in her brain that clicks to be too independent, right? She's too independent. She's too ambitious and too independent. You see, and a common thing that I've seen with this is once a woman begins to indulge in her, in what makes her happy, you see, once that clicks in a woman's head, there's just nothing you can do with them. They're fucking trash. Throw them to the fucking curb. It's over. You can't, there's nothing you can, at best, all you can be is just that beta cuck in her life that she can kind of control along with the rent payment, you know, all that stuff. That's about the best you can ever make it after that. It's like once a woman's brain clicks in that direction, which is it's kind of difficult to say because it sounds shitty, but it's just the truth. This is what happens when their brains click too far and they become too independent and indulging in their own, like completely their own happiness and what they like to do. There's nothing you can do with them. See, now, and see, the thing is, see, like, a lot of women get this confused because, like I stated in previous videos, when a woman is 16 to 25, guys are going to put up with a whole lot more of their bullshit simply because they're, you know, in their prime, they're 16 to 25. But, you know, they walk out the house and they're genuinely fully desired by every age bracket on the planet, from 4-year-old boys to 99-year-old men want to fuck that 17-year-old girl. You see what I'm saying? The 4-year-old boy just doesn't know he wants to fuck her, but he wants to fuck her. You see? And see, this is another reason why women simply do not understand reality, because they're born into this. I don't care if she's the ugliest thing on the planet. Somebody's still trying to fuck her. So, to the original topic, see, like, feminism is just kind of, feminism is just the snowball slash fad of what naturally exists in the women population. That part of the women population who is genuinely independent or thinks they're independent, and they think they know what they want. You see, feminism is nothing more than like a word to put to that population of woman. Oh, okay, of the naturally occurring woman. Because see, a whole lot of feminists, they only became feminists because they're fat and fucked up, or they're old and fucked up, or they got 15 kids and fucked up. So now, you know, so now they got the lean. It's like religion, you know, like the crazy. Okay, most it's just like religion. Original religion had some logical base to it. All the religions did. But then all it takes is a few crazy people to lure in more crazy, retarded people. And then you get this, you know, just this mess that nobody respects on a massive level outside of their own cult. Nobody else respects them. They're complete fucking jokes. You see what I'm saying? So in a perfect example of this, okay, I told you guys I'm living in Czech Republic now. and there's a bar, there's a coffee shop down the street. But man, in Czech Republic, everybody sells alcohol. Okay, it's not like America where like you go to a coffee shop and you're not gonna find any alcohol in there. Maybe now, I don't know. Maybe things have, you know, gotten a little more hippie-ish there. But in Czech Republic, you're gonna find beer and liquor everywhere you go. So I was at this bar, this coffee bar that's down the street, and this girl who always worked there was in there, right? And she had her hair cut. She has her hair cut short now. I ended up finding out why she has her hair cut short. She had like brain surgery or something, so she had to regrow it all out. But okay, but even with their hair cut short, by America's standards, she's still a solid 8.5, right? Now, Czech, she's probably a solid 7, 7.5 in Czech. But I see the picture of her with her hair long. Oh, she's like model material, complete model. Like she's one of those who, you know, some people that just don't look good with the short hair. Some people just don't look good with long. She's one of those. She looks much better with long hair. When I seen her picture with long hair, exact same face, but just longer hair that just went down. And oh gosh, she was a model. That woman is a model. So I might try to snatch her up now before she gets back to being a model. And that way I had her the whole way, you know. So I asked them because we all got to talking, and she said she was single. A few other girls in there, they're single. And like I said, in Europe, man, like women don't get fat like they do in America. In America, women get to eating too many McChickens and double-decker burgers. And in that, now they got fat and cellulite just hanging off their arms. And you know, they're fucking disgusting. But here, you know, women don't get fat like that. I mean, there are some fat women, but nowhere near the same level as in America, okay? So these girls are all walking around working in this coffee shop. And they're all single. And they're all, I mean, like I said, in America, guys would be drooling after these girls. And here, because they're used to it. So I asked the guy who worked, I said, why is that girl with the short hair single? And pretty much he explained that independent / feminist mindset. He said, and he explained to me in poor English. He said, she's very ambitious. She's very strong. So the reality is when you get with a woman like that, there's just no place for a man to really feel, you know, there's nothing a man can do with that kind of woman. You see, any man, and here's the confusion. Because when women are growing up, like I said before, women are born into being wanted. So you have to remember they're born into playing on easy mode for the first 25, 30 years of their lives. They have no understanding of medium difficulty or hard mode. They have no. So by the time they hit medium difficulty, most women's brains go, oh, my God, the world's an evil place. Oh, because they finally got that little glimpse of, you know, well, maybe she's not the number one wanted thing anymore. You see, like that's what happens to a woman's brain, like especially Western women. But it happens everywhere because it's just the natural thing. Women are in their prime in the first half of life. So what happens is, see, girls like that, because I had an aunt like this, to be honest with you guys. I had an aunt like this who was beautiful. Beautiful. She debt-free, paid her house, paid her car loan. She didn't have a car loan. Everything was paid off. She had a nice place, nice furniture, nice clothing. She was a beautiful woman. And no man ever stayed around her. Ever. Ever. And it's the same thing. See, because the reality in this woman's brain is this. This woman believes that, see, you gotta remember, see, women, that they're indoctrinated into feeling special and feeling like they deserve more and just withholding a little bit until they find another man that's gonna offer them a little bit more because they're pretty or because they're fucking or whatever. You see what I'm saying? This is what women are used to having happen in their lives. But see, the tragedy comes in. See, because this girl, she's 28. But the girl's a fucking model. I'm telling you, if this girl walked in America, she wouldn't be single any longer than a week, max. Because guys would just be throwing themselves at her. But see, what happens with girls like that, girls like women like my aunt, is, see, they're so used to being at the top of the chain. Their eyes are always looking for something better. But the sad part is when they start hitting that wall around 27, 28, 29, like they, you know, they've already hit their peak. You see, so like nothing better. See, but okay, now realistically looking at it, nothing better is actually going to come along. Okay, now everybody around them can see it. But see, they're so trained at thinking like this for the last decade to like they don't care. They all like they'll say, oh, I'll just wait another 2 months and some Prince Charming will come save me, you know, and the Prince Charming never comes. Because she's not worth that anymore, but she can't see it. Like, I got done reading this quote on Facebook. They were making fun of Taylor Swift because Taylor Swift is like 30 now. The quote said she was 30. And the guy, he was like a realistic dude. He said, oh, Taylor Swift is 30. So that means 97% of her eggs are dried up now. And the next 3% will be dried up in the next 10 years. So, but she still looks like she's 22. So I bet she'll make a fun mom. You see, women hate reality. You see what I'm saying? Like, women despise reality. Women will do anything possible to not have to acknowledge reality. And the exact reason why is because once they acknowledge reality, they'll start acknowledging the reality about themselves. And it's usually a grim reality after they've hit about 24, 25. So none of them want to, because the second they acknowledge logic or reality is the second they start acknowledging logic or reality about themselves. And it kills them because it's a brutal, grim, low outlook for the rest of their lives that was once played on easy mode, but will eventually grow to very hard mode for the rest of her life because those younger girls are coming in on very easy mode, you see? But yeah, I mean, back to the coffee shop guy, he brought up that woman situation to me. And it's just, it's a known thing throughout the world. Once women click and they're too independent, there's just nothing. There's nothing a man can do. Like I said, that woman in her brain, she'll do whatever mental gymnastics she thinks she has to do so she can still be right in her head. Meaning, oh, well, there's not strong men. Men are intimidated by me. Like, no, you're just not worth what you were worth, you know, 10, 20 years ago. That's the reality. But you still think you're worth that or more because you've got education and what have you. And that had nothing to do with your worth in the eyes of men. That had it's like men who think, oh, well, women don't like me because I'm not muscular or something like that. A lot of times that has nothing to do with it. I mean, it can help, you know, it can definitely help. But the reality of it is, it's the man's ability to protect is what was important. And it's the same thing with women. Like, see, that education. Yeah. I mean, if I was dating a woman who had, like, you know, a PhD or something like that, I wouldn't be mad about it. It would definitely be a benefit, but it's not going to be a reason why I talk to this woman. You see what I'm saying? Like it's not. And see, women don't understand these things. Like, they're like, women, okay, some women do, but most women you come across in life, they don't understand, like, they think there has to be more to it than them being wanted simply because they woke up what they were born as. You see, there has to be more. It's almost like religion. Like, when religion, like, worried about what's going to happen when you die and all this stuff, you see, a lot of that is people, they want to think that it has to be more, you see. Like, there has to be more. It can't be a simple explanation, because if it's a simple explanation, then it's like, then they feel like, well, nothing's worth anything. So there has to be some secret tomb that has magical powers that's going to make you elevate to the higher plane of existence and blah, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's that same mental issue that, like, there has to be more. It must be there. It has to be complicated. It has to be something. It has to be magical or complicated. It's the same thing. Like, with women, it can't be, oh, I want it because I'm woman. No, it has to be, oh, I want it because, well, I could be nice and I could dress up like this, but I only want to be wanted by this certain kind of guy. So I want this guy. I have to hang out with these types of girls. And you see what I'm saying? Like, it has to be more. That's just how women, it's how their brains think. And then it's also tied into thinking like they're equal to men, and they're not. Let's just make that clear right now. If you're a woman watches, you are not equal to a man. Okay. When I say not equal to a man, you are not 100% equal to a man. We're equal for different reasons, but as far as like 100% equal, try hopping in a boxing ring, and then we'll see just how equal we are real quick. But we ain't gonna count this equal as far as like working in an office building where it's comfortable and men have already invented air conditioning for you, for your pussy to sit down in. We're gonna talk about some shit that's not comfortable that we're equal in. You see, like, see, that's where all that shit fuck. That's a whole other conversation. To the core of this conversation is this, man. That type of woman will exist everywhere. That independent woman who's like super ambitious and always has her eyes looking at something greater, even when her time has passed, these women always exist. And these women usually very rarely end up with men. And if they do end up with a man, it will be a man that they will not respect, okay? Because she will have to settle for him. Because the man, the quality of man that she wants can and will just do better than her. Okay. See, that's another sad tragedy that these women don't understand. Okay. And this is another side rant. Just because you as a woman go out there and earn $10 million does not give you the choice of dating all the men who make $15 million. You see, but that's what you're as a woman. That's what your brain thinks. I know this because this is your fucking nature. Now, as a man, if a man goes out there and makes $10 million, he has his choice to fuck all the women beneath him and women who are a little bit above him and marry all of them, put babies in all of them. Okay. A man can do that. And this comes down to the core reasons of why we're wanted. Nobody cares about what you have to offer as a woman. As far as that, men really don't care. You see, a man will be happy with a woman sleeping under a bridge as long as he had a loyal woman next to him. I mean, that's figuratively speaking, not literally, figuratively speaking. You see, but women, they don't know. No, women want something better. You see, this is how it goes. Women, and no matter where you go, and feminist women are the worst for this because they never, like, their brains have officially switched over. So once a woman's brain switches over into this, it never switches back. You see, women's brains don't work like that. Like, just like I said, okay, perfect example. Once a woman puts you in the friend zone, you never make it out that friend zone because her brain is already going one way, you see. And it'll be reinforced by any dingbat woman who's going to validate why she did what she did. So she'll just keep going down that path. You see, this is why Oprah can't get with a man she wants. Okay, but let's say a man who has half as much as Oprah has can get with a woman he wants. This is why all those single female music artists who are millionaires, billionaires, blah blah blah, they very rarely legitimately get with a man they're happy with. It's very rare. And usually it was when, like, listen, like Victoria Beckham, when she was, you know, young and hot still, and she managed to hold on to, like, you know, the ghostly appearance of when she used to be hot, because she looks like a ghost now. But I see where she's trying to tap in. Okay, perfect. Like Sandra Bullock. She was another one. She wasn't hot, but she was a good looking young woman. And as far as I know, she really can't, like, she just looks fucking, every time you see her anywhere, she just looks miserable. You see, like, that this is what ambition does to women. Like, it sounds fucked up, but like they're, because of a woman's brain, because it's how they're wired, like, they, once they get on that, they can never be happy again. They can't, because because once they get there, they will, whatever man who's dumb enough to deal with her shit, she is going to resent him. Because now she knows the reality. You see what I'm saying? Because she knows the reality. She knows she wanted that next higher up guy, but that next higher up guy can do better than her. So it's like, so now by the time she meets you, for instance, she had to settle for you. You see, it's a sad revolution. It's a sad, like, a woman's life is like tragic. It's a walking tragedy. Like a typical woman's life is like watching Twilight Zone. Because very few women actually like get it. For the ones who get it, it's fine. No problem. But the ones who don't get it, it's like watching Twilight Zone. If they're single around 27, 28, 29, it's a Twilight Zone episode for them. It's just sad. It's sad. It doesn't matter what language they speak, where they are. It's the same thing. It doesn't change. It does not change. I don't care where she's from, what she's doing. That woman got two kids by two different men. Any quality man is going to stay away from that. I had an ex-girlfriend who was like that. I looked her up. She's been a single mom for about the last 4 or 5 years. She had two kids by two different men. Ain't nobody going around that. Not a quality man is worth something. It's not going to deal with that bullshit. So whatever man she ends up with is going to be a man who's got to settle. Both of them have to settle because they're both low quality. That's just the reality.